welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio's second Tuesday food, wine, and travel show with the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. You know, we're Nancy and Lisa, the crazy mother-daughter travel team on our Love Your Parks tour and publishers of Big Blend magazines. So every second Tuesday, what we love is we get to chat with destinations who are all members of IFTWA, which is the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. Say that 10 times. And then every second Friday, we chat with travel writers and photographers and bloggers. So we love the second week of every month because we get to go around the world and across the country and discover destinations and see what's going on. And today we get to welcome Nicole Stacy, who is in Pensacola, Florida. I used to live there over 25 years ago, just before we started the Big Blend magazines, and it is beautiful. We're talking about those sugar white beaches. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a lot of history, almost 500 years of history. Actually, I believe it's one of the oldest settlements in the country, or the oldest settlement. We have to find out from Nicole. There's all kinds of shopping. There's all kinds of food, entertainment. And I just heard that it's also the fall festival city of the South. So you're going to want to check that out for the fall season. So go to visitpensacola.com. So welcome, Nicole. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you know what? This is exciting to talk about Pensacola. I loved living there. And then we moved to California for family reasons and started our magazines, which is great. But now being on the road full time, we get to come back. So we're definitely heading back your way because there's something about your beaches that is just, I mean, we've done the Pacific Northwest, Southern California, Central California, we've done the coast, but and Northeast. But even just, it's just different. It is really just a whole other feeling. I mean, even just look at the sea oat. Is it the sea oat grass behind us in the picture? Thanks for the picture, by the way.
Of course.
But yeah, those sunsets and the grass, and it's just a very chilled out lifestyle. I loved it there.
Yeah, you know, the Gulf Coast is something special, and everybody along the Panhandle, along Northwest Florida, even if you're going down Florida on the Gulf Coast, it's just a different community, like you said, and the sugar white sand, you know, it's not sticky. It's not that coarse sand. It's super soft. Some people like to say it's creamy when you're walking through it. And then the water, like you can see straight to the bottom in our Gulf of Mexico. Nice. So I love it because on a clear, calm day, I mean, you can see for miles straight to the bottom, which is really special, but also calls for a very relaxing and fantastic vacation.
Yeah, because it feels like you're in the Bahamas or something with that water.
It's tropical.
It really is. I have friends that travel the world and they're like, you know, there's just really nothing like our beaches.
Mm-hmm. And then the natural beauty to me, you know, all the sea life, right? Obviously dolphins, you can see dolphins like that happens. And, you know, the wildlife, the bird life, but you also have all the estuary areas too. So being that you're in that Gulf, you also have all those inland lagoon areas. So for nature lovers, do you get a lot of visitors just for that?
Oh yeah. So we have a lot of bird watching, you know, turtle season is a very big deal here in Pensacola. And you can come out, we even have a turtle patrol. So you can be on the turtle patrol and go and make sure that the nests are safe and that people are only leaving their footprints in the sand and they're covering up their holes and taking things off so that these turtles, once they hatch, can get down to the Gulf and be on their merry way. But we've got hundreds of different birds. You can come and see dolphins, like you said. We see manta rays all the time in the water because they get really close to the shore. And the oyster beds. So we're now harvesting our own oysters here in Pensacola. So it really is, there's a lot going on for nature. And whether it's on one of our beaches, Pensacola Beach or Perdido Key, or if it's in one of the lagoons, there's an option for everyone.
And you'll also have the National Seashore. I think we only have 9 or 10 national seashores in the country, and you have one, and it's kind of goes all along the Panhandle, right? It's so,
it really does. Yeah, we have the longest stretch of the Gulf Islands National Seashore with Perdido Key and with Pensacola Beach. So it's federally protected, it's beautiful, you can't build on it. So, you know, that really sets us apart from other beach locations, because sometimes on these other beaches, it's all hotels, it's all condos, it's right. all attractions. Well, in our area, we have all those things, which are great and lovely because people need places to stay. But you can also go to the Gulf Islands National Seashore sections and be all by yourself or just with your family. And it really does bring this like, oh, I'm just here and there's nothing around me. There's no interruptions. It's beautiful. Number one, day or night. But then you can just go and enjoy yourself and there's no pressure to have to get involved with anything else.
Oh nice. Man, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the history, that's what I remember also because you're close to Alabama too. There's like this shared history. And isn't it the Spanish Fort, Spanish Village? I remember something about, listen, the Spanish landed there and yes. they were there for a while. So is it the oldest settlement in the country?
So it is America's oldest settlement. We were established in 1559. We're the city of Five Flags. So we have a ton of history here in Pensacola. And you can really feel that throughout our architecture. You can see it in our historic village. So we do a lot to preserve the history. So in downtown Pensacola specifically, we have acres of historic village. So there's different properties, there's live interactions, there's characters. You can go in and see how bread was made, how butter was churned. You can go in and learn more about when the train stations were happening and when, you know, people were here and just settling and figuring it out throughout all of the flags and all of the different components of our history. So we do a lot to preserve it. It's a running battle between us and St. Augustine, but I still say 1559 came before. So we are America's oldest settlement.
There you go.
Hey, and St. Augustine, I always knew of them as America's oldest city.
Correct.
So I'm just, that's how I look
at it. We can be fun and have banter and be both. We can share.
I think that people should go to Florida and really discover, you know, both of you because there's so much history between St. Augustine and you. And mm-hmm. it's kind of this whole panhandle belt. You know, a lot of people think of Florida and it's immediately Miami, Cocoa Beach kind of thing. It's Coconut Grove. I don't know. I got it. I've been stuck outside of those big city things. But, you know, we think about that. And of course, Disneyland and all of that is fantastic, right? But you do have these, you know, the panhandle to me is mind blowing because you have these forests behind you. And that's mm-hmm. something people don't expect. There are swampy areas to go where you can see gators. It's just, there's golf everywhere. That's how I remember golf everywhere. But there's just this completely different thing than what people would think of Florida because of all the forests and rivers and the just the drive along the panhandle where you're up or on the south part is just magical. So you could go back and forth between you and St. Augustine.
You really could. And from an international perspective, you know, a lot of people do know about Disney World and they do know about Miami. And we think that's great. But I also know that people's vacations are lasting a lot longer. So go and do Disney World and hang out with the mouse or go check out Miami. But it is a beautiful drive to come up the coast of Florida. You can see old Florida when you're doing that. You can go through the panhandle starting at Apalachicola, go through Panama City, then Destin, then Pensacola. And you're really going to see that, wow, Florida is a very interesting state because all the sections of Florida are very different. Mm-hmm. You know, in Pensacola with our history, we've got Fort Pickens, we've got Fort George. We are part of the Mississippi Blues Trail. So there's a lot of history here.
I did not know that. I'm coming back home.
Right. I'm coming home. Need to share it.
Well, because it is a pathway too, right? So there's also Native American history.
Absolutely.
You know, very, very rich history. And the music, that's what I remember of Pensacola when I lived there. And over 25 years ago. And going, I was in my 20s, barely. And all I can say is I really lived my 20s.
I had a good time here. That makes it even better.
You know, so, well, the music, the Seville Quarter, I remember just going from one room to the bar room, entertainment venue to another under one place. And even out there was garden areas, magical with twinkly lights. And you would hear like Celtic music, punk music, then going over here, it would be blues. Then you go over here, it was Southern rock. And then another one would be a sports bar. I was like, this is super cool. If a band's taking a break, go to the next bar. It's awesome. Is it that awesome still?
It's still like that. It's seven bars under one roof. It is known for each room being a very different feel and a different theme, and all the live music is still there. And now there's DJs being incorporated. And, you know, I think of our festivals, and almost every festival we have downtown, people are ending up back at Seville. We have our big Pensacola Mardi Gras every Mardi Gras season, and all of the crews just filter into Seville after the parades. So it's really a staple in our community. And it's one of those bars, as you said, that's been here for so long when downtown really wasn't the it scene. And now downtown Pensacola really is a vibrant, thriving metropolitan. It's a city, and it feels like a downtown, but it's still very walkable, and the doors are always open, and people are very just come on in and enjoy yourself and learn about our community.
So basically my early years helped form
absolutely you helped stage what Pensacola is now.
Don't tell Nancy, but Nancy, I did a good
I
job.
Know I remember
I took
they
you
should
there.
Put
I
a just... statue up for you.
I took you there. I remember that.
With a drink in your hand.
We can name one of the rooms after you. I think this is something here.
See? I every time someone says they're going to Pensacola, it's the first thing I'm like, go see if this is still there. There's nothing like it. You must go. You must go, you know? But okay, I want to go back to the turtles because it's important.
Sure.
When is that season?
So turtle season kicks off in May. And it goes through, I want to say, you know, late September, early October. So it's a good season, and that's why we really have to protect our nest. And so we have people out there, and we'll station and we'll put up stakes and stuff to say, like, don't bother them. Because a lot of people, if you're visiting for the first time, you're not aware of it. So it's curiosity. And so we understand that. But it's so important to our ecosystem and just to our beaches that we protect these turtles and we allow it. And this happens all up and down the Gulf Coast. But it's really special here in Pensacola. And so there's a whole community that kind of banters together, and they're the Turtle Patrol. And we have a sea turtle baby shower every year. And that's another event that's here in Pensacola where we're just educating people on the nest and on what to do if you see one. And when you're in the water, you know, that's why we don't need to have plastic in the water, and we need to recycle, and we need to do all these things because they're very important to us and we want to take care of them.
And you know what, when you look at your water, so beautiful and clear,
it's crystal clear.
That's not what you want to see floating in there is. You don't want to see that. No, you want to see the fishies, and you want to see the dolphins and all that, you know, magical water. I mean, it's just beautiful to look at it.
It really is. And there's so many snorkeling opportunities and diving opportunities. And so, you know, we want this marine life to be there so that you can enjoy these activities that people come from all over the world to do. You know, we are home to the USS Oriskany, which is one of the deepest dives. And so people are traveling to Pensacola to experience this, and we want them to have something to see when they go and do these things.
It very much reminds me of Kenya. We spent a long time in Kenya, and that crystal clear water, that sparkling blue, and then the white sands. I mean, and it's warm.
Yes.
Instead of freezing, which is nice.
Now, listen, do you guys still serve bushwhackers?
That's the drink of Pensacola. Yes.
Are you okay? That was just another important part of my history. Bahama Mamas and Bushwhackers.
Yes.
You know, so I'm just saying it's a very important part of going to the beach.
Yeah. So the bushwhacker, actually, you know, we had a woman, and she was visiting, it was one of the islands, I think St. Thomas, or it was one of the tropical islands, and she learned about this drink. And so then she brought it back to Pensacola, kind of crafted it in her own way. And so now we deem that we're the home of the original bushwhacker. And there's hundreds of variations out there. But probably every bar and restaurant in Pensacola has their own version of a bushwhacker, whether it's a banana whacker or a peanut butter bushwhacker, or, you know, there's all the flavors and everyone does it a little bit different. But when people ask me what it is, I say, have you ever had a Wendy's Frosty? And most people have, right? And so I say it's an adult version of the Wendy's Frosty.
And it's delicious. And you can't get in
drink
trouble.
At your own risk. They are delicious.
And that leads us to the food, because you were talking about oysters, and seafood is still, you know, that's right there at your doorstep.
Absolutely. And the variety and the culinary that we have here in Pensacola, Gulf Coast is our backyard. So it's very fresh seafood, and you can find whether it's a fried shrimp basket and you want to walk up in your flip-flops to fine dining Gulf to table. We've got it all and everything in between. And if you're not a seafood lover, the chefs know that. And so they're building out these beautiful items on their menus that have nothing to do with seafood, but you want them. So whether it's a cheeseburger or it's some fabulous steak meal, there's something for everyone. And I really like to say, you know, we have something to offer for every generation, for every walk of life, for every person, because you can come from a couple's getaway, a family vacation, multi-generational, if you want to bring the entire family. And there's something that will cater to what you're wanting, whether it's food or activities or history or lodging. We've got it, and we will take care of you when you're in the area.
Well, I think your location is so key for people to go, like when you're talking about multi-generational travel, you know, post-COVID. I mean, we're still weird, but we're not what we were. But I see a lot of, you know, I remember being on the road in little tiny towns not having lodging because it was the first time they were their city opened up and families were reuniting. But now we're seeing a lot of families banding together, and, you know, these reunions are so important because everybody really misses each other. And we're talking about families coming from across the country and around the world to reunite, and they are going to take their time. And I think Pensacola has this perfect location to not only just hang out, you could get like a beach house for 2 weeks, right? And then go, you could go to New Orleans, you can go to Biloxi if you want to do all that kind of stuff. Even Alabama, you could do that whole panhandle line. And like you're saying, you could, you know, end in Orlando and fly out from there, you know what I mean? Do the, you know, Disneyland stuff. So I really see you guys as, I'm just easy. Like you're saying, if someone wants a quick escape, you are just so close to all those states. I'm just looking at it. We've driven them all. We've driven it all.
You know, it's an easy, and during COVID, it was a weird time. And you know, the thing that we were really running with was coastally distancing. So you could come and we have miles and miles of wide open spaces and beaches, and that's still here. So if you're not feeling 100% comfortable and things for you feel different, that's fine. Or if you're ready to be in the masses of crowds, that's okay too, because we've got both of them. But the nice thing is, you know, we're one tank away from a lot of different cities. And so I think to your point, when you're here in Pensacola, you can really get to New Orleans 3 hours away, Montgomery 2.5 hours away. So if history is your thing, there's all these different trails that you can get.
Civil War Trail and
exactly. All that. You know, Atlanta is 5 hours away. So if you want to fly into Atlanta and experience that and drive down, or it's a great connecting airport to get anywhere in the world. So anywhere in the world can now get to us. Orlando is 7 hours away. So if you want to do that drive with your family, we are, and wherever you're coming from, we're a great stopping point or we're a great ending point. So we really are geographically located in a very nice area where we've got beautiful beaches, a lot of history, but very easy access as well.
Now, are you part of the Emerald Coast, or does that end at Fort Walton area? Am I getting myself twirled around?
No, yeah.
Because there's an undiscovered coast. I'm like, yeah, where's the coastline?
We say that we are on the Gulf Coast, because we are bordering the Gulf of Mexico. And I think, you know, the Emerald Coast, it's a branded name, which is beautiful because it's emerald waters and it's, but it's all, I like to tell people, because they get very confused of like, oh God, is it a different beach? And it's not. Everyone has the same beautiful white sand, the beautiful, beautiful crystal clear water. The communities are just different. So depending on what you're looking for in the rest of your vacation is how we like to say, you know, you should choose your adventure and you should choose which destination you want to go to.
Okay, that's cool. And you're so connected too. That's what I'm saying. You're pretty much bigger as far as I remember, just in size for getting more amenities and things like that. And you can do like a ton of day trips. I'm feeling a little homesick. I'm just saying, I really am.
Anytime.
We're gonna try and come out in December. Now that's the thing, in the fall and winter, I bet you get a lot of the birds that are migrating south.
We do.
Because you are in the south. You can't go any further south in this country.
Right. You know? Okay. So we get a lot of the birds. We get a lot of winter visitors. We no longer call them snowbirds.
No, they just come on down and visit us. I call them sun seekers. Snowbirds are just, yeah.
That's perfect.
Sun seekers. Because, you know, I'm one of those.
It's a great community. And the nice thing, too, is that we do get more seasons than the southern parts of Florida, which is funny because in the community wise, we are deep rooted South, right? We are a Southern community, but we're not South Florida. So it makes it very interesting when you're trying to explain where you are and what you're going to experience. But yeah, we've got, it gets a little cooler here. So it allows for just a different experience when you're coming to enjoy Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like Southern California is like that. You still get the nip of winter. I remember the one year, like I was saying before we started recording, right. We got this teeny snowfall and all of us were like in shock, like, what happened? And then it went away and we're like, no, come back. It was fun. But it does, I think it's nice when you do have a little bit of a distinction of season.
Oh yeah, we love it. We don't complain. And it's nice because, some Thanksgivings you might be in shorts and have the windows open and go out to the beach and enjoy. And depending on where you live and what your weather is like, the water may be perfect for you. And so we still have people swimming out on the beaches, people laying out on the beaches. It really does depend. And we always say, well, we have white snow all the time. And that's our sandy white beaches because they're beautiful. And it truly does sometimes look like snow when the water in December is just crystal clear and crisp. And then you've got the white sand. It just, it's beautiful.
And the sand is soft. It's very crunchy, like some sands.
So it's made of crystal quartz. So the quartz comes down from the Appalachian Mountains. And so that is what this sand is made of. And that's what makes it super soft and kind of sparkly and very just, that creamy feeling of when you're walking through it. It's not, you might take some with you, but you're not going to take a lot with you whenever you leave.
It's nice. I miss it. Yeah. I really miss it. So now let's talk about these fall festivals since you're the fall festival capital of the South. Yeah. So what's happening? Are we having pumpkins or what?
So any day of any week in Pensacola, we have a festival. So whether it's the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival that's celebrating 50 years, or if it's the jazz festivals we have, or the seafood festival, or if it's Fufu Festival, which is 14 days celebrating arts, culture, and entertainment. And so it's a variety of events in downtown Pensacola and truly throughout Pensacola, all under one umbrella. So it could be our Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival. It could be the Blue Angels Homecoming Show, which we didn't even touch on the Blue Angels, and that we're the home of this Navy jet squadron. And the coolest thing you'll ever see in the sky. And then we have things like the Green Egg Festival. So we get a lot of community members together and they're cooking out on their big green egg grills, but they're cooking like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and eggs and bread. It's crazy, but it's delicious. And so truly there's something every weekend all year long, but the fall is like really when it kicks off. We say that's the Super Bowl of our festivals because they're just going all the time. And so whatever it is you're looking for, we've got it here for you to have fun and enjoy.
Cool. I love the festivals. And I think everybody missed them too during COVID. It's like, yippee, let's go back out. And you can be outside for most of them, which is nice. You've got all these events happening, which is another way to get your holiday shopping going with festivals. What is the shopping experience like in Pensacola now? Because I remember also going like to little country stores, and I mean it. I know that doesn't sound normal at a beach town, but there were country stores and flea markets and antique things. So is it still similar like that?
Oh yeah. So we've still got, our antique row. So there's probably, I want to say, 8 to 10 antique shops in a row that you can just spend, half your day checking out. We've got a lot of boutique shopping. So down Palafox, which was voted one of America's best streets, and that's in downtown Pensacola. And so Lisa, I know for you, you were here, that was not a thing. And now it's definitely a thing. And there's a lot of locally owned shops. And so in Pensacola, we always say it's about our locals and it's about our community. And we want people to shop small. We want you to enjoy what these homeowners and local community members have brought to the table. So we've got a lot of mercantile shops. We've got a lot of just your cute little boutique shops where you can go in and grab a new dress or a new outfit or a new purse or a new scarf. So there's a lot of opportunity. And the festivals, we've got vendors from all over the world that will come and sell their fare. We've got Palafox Market every Saturday in downtown. So vendors line the street and they're there every Saturday all year long, except for one, and that's Mardi Gras, because you can't have Mardi Gras parades and a Palafox Market. So they get one weekend off a year, but it's a great town to just come and shop small and shop local.
So now, you know, you got the doggy Gussie bucket all riled up. He heard shopping and he's like, oh, well, we're going to get the Amazon delivery man. But see, that's why you have to shop downtowns. But, you know, the shopping part is really cool. Can you also give us an overview of the lodging as well? Because we're talking about beach houses, if there's resorts, timeshare, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So we have got the gamut. So Pensacola Beach is really your hotels and your property management companies with houses and condos. Perdido Key is very special in that it is only condos. There's no hotels on the key. So if you're looking for more of the let's bring the whole family and just cook our meals and enjoy and relax on the beach, I always recommend Perdido Key. If you're wanting that hotel experience, that all-inclusive, I want somebody to do all of this for me, I say go to Pensacola Beach because that is where you need to find it. But downtown has hotels. We obviously have our Airbnbs and things like that here in Pensacola. We've got a couple of boutique bed and breakfasts downtown now.
Oh, cool. So
truly, if you're looking for it, more than likely, we've got it.
That's awesome. And camping, RVing.
Camping, RVing, you can camp at Fort Pickens. We've got the Pensacola Beach RV Resort, which is really cool because it sits on the beach. It's got a tiki bar in the back. And you can walk the whole island. So I mean,
bushwhackers at the campground.
You can do it all. It's a perfect location and everybody loves it. And everyone just brings so much to the community too. It's locally owned and it's a great place to be. And so there's a lot of options for anybody who's traveling.
I love it. Oh, we're going to have to come back, Nancy.
Of course we are.
And we're going to bring our little dog too.
He's such a smart little dog.
I know. All we had to do was say the word shopping and he got excited because
he wants to be on the radio badly.
I know. But this is exciting. I mean, it's just so great to hear how Pensacola has grown. And I know you've been through some trials as well, weather-wise. So it's great to hear that everything is rocking and rolling. I don't think it ever stops in the South. Things happen. And everyone pulls together and says, come on down, back down, y'all. We're ready. We're ready with our bushwhackers. You know what I mean?
So true. That's what I think makes Pensacola so special is the community. The people make the experience. And in this town, we're all about bringing in new people. So we love that it brings in new cultures and just new experiences and new stories because we're all the storytellers of Pensacola, and we want to learn and hear from the perception and perspective of our visitors. And so, you know, I think when we go through our trials and when there's crisis, we come back even stronger. And living on the Gulf Coast in our slice of paradise, you run that risk, and we know that. But we also know that this community will always band together and come back stronger. And I think that says it for Pensacola, but also just for Florida. We're always going to be that sunshine state, and we're going to bring sunshine to those that visit us. That's our job. That's what we do.
I know. I'm so glad to just hear everyone's back and rocking it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a special place in Pensacola. Everyone, you got to go. We were just talking about how easy it is to get there. So check it out for your fall, winter, spring, you know, or just go. Just pack your bags and go. That's how I look at it. You don't even have to pack your bags. You heard all about the shopping. So everyone, visit Pensacola.com is a website to check out. We also want to thank the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. Go to their website, ifwtwa.org. And if you're a travel writer, blogger, a destination, you may want to go check out their upcoming annual conference and marketplace. It's happening in September in St. Petersburg, Florida, just down the road from you, Nicole. And apparently you're going to be there. So
we'll be there. We'll have a booth there. We would love to talk to anybody that's visiting.
Awesome. Awesome. And that's not far. It's part of the Gulf, right? Are they still? Yep.
Exactly.
So keep the Gulf strong. Party. Well, thank you, everyone. Keep up with us every second Tuesday. Again, we feature a destination that is a member of IFTWA. So very cool to have you on the show, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Thank you.